This is episode 1746. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. In today's episode, we launch into a brand new meditation series we'll explore all week long. And our theme for this week's series will guide you through how to manage your deepest, darkest moments in life. And I'm talking all about depression, a major depressive episode. And a major depressive episode is more common than you might think. In fact, it's estimated that most everyone has a major depressive episode caused by a medical illness, a bereavement, or even substance use disorders, or any other reason why you might feel hopeless about your life. And 2 weeks or longer of feeling in a depressed mood or having a loss of interest in pleasure is considered to be a major depressive episode. And research shows that in the United States, where I live, it's estimated that more than 16 million adults between the ages of 18 or older had at least one major depressive episode. That represents over 6% of all U.S. adults. And it's very similar in many other countries. And the prevalence of a major depressive episode is actually higher for females as compared to males. For females, it's 8.5% who are experiencing major depressive episodes compared with males, where the research shows the percentage is 4.8%. And the age where a major depressive episode is highest is between the ages of young adults who are 18 to 25 years old. A major depressive episode is usually paired with another mental disorder or mental challenge. And that most commonly is anxiety. So most people who are experiencing a major depressive episode are also experiencing anxiety or another mental disorder. So you may be able to relate to depression, whether it's a situational depressive episode or a chronic bout of depression. There are ways to help you manage your depression and to help prevent it. And that is what this week's series is all about. So it's a very important series because in this series, whether you experience depression or not, as the research shows, most everyone experiences depression at some time in their lives. So this is for you to prepare for managing a depressive episode or even chronic depression, as well as how to help those friends and loved ones who may be experiencing depression. So this series will arm you with different meditation techniques and insight to help yourself and your loved ones through their darkest hours. So to start you off on this series, I want you to know that if this topic of depression is dear to your heart, maybe you or a loved one suffers from depression and can't seem to find a way out, you may want to explore this topic more deeply, and you can do that on the Sip and Om meditation app. This is my app where you receive free access to over 1,700 guided meditations. You also receive some important tools, and that includes a slowdown guide with the different techniques organized for you so that you don't have to re-listen to an episode to remember what the breathing technique was or the affirmation or the yoga posture. I share yoga and herbal tea recommendations there as well. These tools are at your fingertips on this slowdown guide, and you receive a journal. The journal is customized specifically for the week's theme. And so you receive a managed depression journal this week with a daily reflection question to consider and give you more insight about this important topic of depression. So this is the Sip and Om meditation app. And the best part about it is that you can try the app free. That's full access to the full app, not just a part of it, but to the full app for 2 weeks free. So, for you getting ready to meditate, know that what you're doing now is one of the most important things you could do for yourself. Meditation is recommended by many healthcare professionals. And there's even scientific evidence showing that meditation is a powerful, soothing way to help you manage depression. I will say, though, that if you are experiencing severe depression to where you don't feel any hope, you might not want to meditate. You might simply want to do the meditation technique that I share each day. And in that case, that will be just right for you. The reason I say this, and this might surprise you, is because meditation isn't for everyone. Meditation helps you to interiorize to where you feel peace and calm. You tap into a sense of quiet or calmness within you. But your spirits are still uplifted. In fact, it takes a lot of energy to meditate. And when you're going through depression, or if you're sick, physically sick, I don't recommend you meditate, because you need to reserve your energy to get better, to manage your depression, and to heal physically if you are sick. So, as I mentioned, in that case, just do the meditation technique that I share with you every day. So you wouldn't want to go to the app and do the full guided meditations if you are seriously depressed. When you are depressed, there's usually a lot of rumination going on with your thought process to where you're stuck on a depressing thought, like you're not worth it or nothing matters to you anymore, for example. And when you meditate, you're just not really in a place where you can feel uplifted and aspire towards your highest self. So meditation can be fantastic as a tool when you are depressed, or to help you not to become depressed, to do a little depression prevention. But if you are feeling very low, you're not likely to feel better after you meditate. So wait until you feel a little better and then you can meditate. So as you settle yourself down and close your eyes and relax your body, become aware of your feelings. How are you feeling at this moment? And think about where you hold this feeling within you. If you feel deep sadness, do you feel that in your heart or in your stomach? Maybe your limbs feel weak. Just notice the emotion you're feeling. Maybe it's anger or despair. And notice your energy level. And then rate how you feel on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the strongest. How would you rate how you're feeling now? How strongly are you experiencing that feeling? And notice how your body responds to this feeling. Your body knows, even if you cover up your feelings or mask them, your body knows. So spend some time listening, becoming aware of how you're feeling and where you're feeling it. You are so worth slowing down for.